partnership with Farm Folk City Folk, which is a 20-year-old organization in office in Vancouver. The statistics, I think the average age of a farmer in Canada as of 2011 was something like 56. And in British Columbia, what we're looking at is that less than 5% of farmers in BC are 34 and younger, and more than 50% are 59 and up. And that was as of the 2010 Columbia Basin Sustainability Snapshot. And as part of what we're focused on, agroecology, 2011 Canadian National Census, organics accounted for 1.8% of the total production in Canada. So we're looking at a very small field of farmers, and we're looking at, like, within the sector, there's, like, a definite business case, right? Like, we know, for example, in BC that the farmers market had something like 147% increase in sales, and so there's a growing sector. There's a case there for that. I started farming in 2006, volunteering on farms and working on farms. 2008, I did an 8-month organic small-scale farm management program on one of the local islands called Cortez. And this is an art piece from my year at the program. I'm a photographer, and we did a Last Supper together, juxtaposing images of modernity with like the oil barrel and the TV and the typewriter, etc., with food. And basically, like, I was on this big quest to figure out, you know, how do you grow food? How do you farm? I'm a city kid. I've been in the city almost all of my life. And growing food for me was a real eye-opener, something that I really deeply love. So I spent the next 4 years on the land, traveling, living on different farms, traveling, photographing. And then eventually, for personal reasons, ended up back in Vancouver, and I teach permaculture there. I call myself a digital farmer now because we're growing this Young Agrarians Network. So we've got a kind of two-pronged strategy, which is that we're online and we're offline. So people find Young Agrarians online, and then they come to our offline events, and then they come to our offline events, and they get really excited, and then they find us and start contributing online. And so what we're building is a participatory platform. So we have tons of different types of events. We have farm tours and potlucks, and we have farmers popping up from all over, basically hosting on their farm. So a lot of rural farmers deal with a lot of isolation, and so this has been a really good way for people to welcome folk onto their farms and get to network with other young farmers, younger and older farmers. We're actually getting like an intergenerational turnout, which is really, really awesome. And we've now had dozens of these farm tours and potlucks, and they've turned into Skillshares and Workbees, and there's sort of a growing kind of movement of events that are happening. This November, we'll do our first land linking series in the Kootenays, Okanagan, and Vancouver Island, where we're bringing people together and acting as a community engagement platform for talking about how to land link, what legalities are, leasing templates, etc. And then winter, we're also hoping to have a series of two-day bioregional young farmer mixers. So we had our first one in Kelowna of January of this year, and we actually have our first young farmer couple that got together there, and they're actually having a baby in February, and they're merging farms, and it's all very exciting for us. So we're going to have our first real young agrarian baby coming out of the network. So we're urban. This was our mixer at Summerhill. So we had, I think we peaked out at about 75 people, and it was a really, really fun weekend. This is our founder, Sean Dory. He runs what is now a 4.5-acre urban farm in downtown east side of Vancouver, working with people with drug and alcohol, addiction recovery, mental health issues, etc. I mean, the face of the new farmer is going to be very, very diverse. It's going to be peri-urban and urban and rural. It's going to look like all sorts of different things. But definitely, like, when we have potlucks in Vancouver, we might get 50 people out, and they'll literally be 48 people there that are all farming and growing food and involved somehow in food action. So it's been really cool to see the community come out and need to actually come out and be together. So this is where we are online. Hashtag Young Agrarians. Hashtag Young Agrarians. For all of you who are into hashtagging. We have a project right now that is just in beta. I think it just went up live today. There's still some bugs to work out on it, but we're basically doing a resource map, so people can go to the map and they can find educational programs, business resources, funding, loans, organizations, young farmers in the network, etc., all on one platform. We've got our Young Farmer blog, and our, of course we're in all the other regular places, but the thing that's great about some of our online platforms is basically we have a bunch of young farmers that are writing stories and posting them, and a bunch of young farmers that are using the Facebook page. So we're really trying to figure out how we can engage the most participation possible from people. Some icons from our map. And then we've been lucky to pull in a pretty great crew of funders. And definitely, like, moving into 2014, we are looking for new partners and to grow the program. What I've discovered in the last year and a half of working on Young Agrarians is that there's endless demand. There's an endless need for coordination and for staff time and for people. Like, the young farmer sector definitely needs to be supported and embraced and engaged. And so I'm here for the weekend. I'd love to talk to people more about it. And this is our brand new logo. And So I guess I'll just, like, end with one more yay farmers.
Yay!